What does solid relations between Kazakhstan and the United States mean for the rest of Central Asia?
You know, I think that this kind of a convention which we're doing right now, it puts focus not only on Kazakhstan, but on Central Asia as a whole. That's why whatever achievements or whatever developments are taking place in Kazakhstan, they're very much characteristic to the rest of the region. And whatever recommendations are being given, I think they will be very useful for Kazakhstan and for the rest of the region. That's why we are putting the focus on Central Asia, talking about Kazakhstan, but at the same time, I think it's all is useful for all our neighbors.
We hear a lot about great expectations. Obviously, Kazakhstan is a regional leader. It's being called a global leader. But at the same time, it is a huge challenge for a country too, right? I mean, you are being expected to do a lot of things in the near future. Your country is ready for all those challenges?
Someone has to lead. Though we refrain from calling Kazakhstan as a leader of Central Asia, I think the leadership comes with the deals and with the deeds. So we try to be active. We try to be kind of pioneers in all the sectors, in all the spheres. And our neighbors can look at us and learn from our mistakes. At the same time, probably look at our experience and take something from it. So I think that we as Kazakhstan, of course, we are ready for challenges. This is life and we have to deal with it. And what we do, I think it's good for the rest of the countries because we pave the way and for our neighbors to see whether they are ready or willing to take the same road. But in general, I think it's good for all of us.
Well, you had a long lineup of members of Congress this morning talking about the relations. What was the main message you heard from them? Anything new, anything exciting for your country?
You know, I think it's very important to have support from the Congress on whatever we do with the United States or in Kazakhstan. We would like U.S. Congress to know more about what is going on in Kazakhstan. And whatever they were saying and speaking about Kazakhstan relationship, U.S.-Kazakhstan relationship, it's a good message for the private sector, for just people in general who would like to know more about Kazakhstan. It shows the goodwill on their side to work with us, and we would like to see more of their companies from their districts, from their constituencies, to be coming to Kazakhstan, to open Kazakhstan for themselves, to discover it. So those messages are good for their constituencies, for people who live and work in their districts. So this is good. This is great that they come and share this kind of willingness to work with us with the rest of the public here.
What does it take to organize something like this? It must be a lot of work. What else do you need to have such events in Washington?
I should say the recipe for working and having this kind of events, it's hard work, a lot of friends. You have to make friends, and living in this city, I think we have so many good people with whom we talk, cooperate, and if you are open to them, they open to you. And we usually in Kazakhstan say, you know, friendship means more than just shaking hands, but opening your heart. So just this is what we do. We open our heart to people, and we have so many people coming to our events.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you very much.